When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to a very special conversation. I'm Dan Tortora, and my special guest today is Chris Scoop Carter out of Michigan, plays for Brother Rice High School, and is looking to realize his dream of playing college football, and we had the opportunity to speak, so he is here with me today. Had the opportunity to get to know him before all of this happened, and now his first offer is right in front of him, making the dream of playing college football all the more real. Before we could talk about anything, though, we have to welcome him to the show. Chris Carter likes to be called Scoop. We'll talk about that in just a little bit here. But Chris, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. I appreciate having you here on the show for the first time and get an opportunity to talk on this. I first and foremost want to thank you that you stood by your word and said that I'm the first person that would get an interview with you after that offer, and I appreciate you for keeping your word.
Oh, no problem.
So first and foremost, let's talk about this offer that came in, and then we'll go back and look at high school and some things going on for you. The offer comes from the Butler Bulldogs. When that offer finally comes through, give me your first reaction to knowing that that's now there for you.
It was kind of crazy. You know, I wasn't expecting it because, you know, I hadn't really been in contact with the coaches. You know, I knew the coaches came up to the school and they talked to some of my coaches about me. But I wasn't expecting an offer, especially to, you know, come that soon from them. And so, you know, it was really exciting for me. It's actually a funny story. You know, I just got done working out, and I was standing around with some of my friends, and my phone starts ringing, and you know, on the iPhone, it shows you, around what area the phone call's coming from. So, you know, the phone call said Ann Arbor, so I'm like, "Who's calling me from Ann Arbor?" So I pick up the phone, and then the coach, you know, he introduced himself to me. I said, "How you doing, coach?" And you know, all my friends, they were thinking it was the University of Michigan because it was from Ann Arbor, but you know, it's from Butler. You know, I'm excited to, you know, get my first offer finally.
Looking at this first offer, where did it come from as far as your relationship? Just share with not only myself but with everybody listening where how this offer would come about from the relationship you had with the Butler team.
You know, like I said earlier, you know, I hadn't really had a chance to speak with the coaches. I know they came to school, but I know one of the coaches, when I talked to him on the phone, he told me that, you know, he was really good friends with my head coach, Coach Al Fracassa, and that, you know, he liked Coach Fracassa a lot. And Coach Fracassa said some pretty good things about me, and they loved my film. And they thought I'd be a big-time player for the program, so they went ahead and gave me the offer.
And this offer coming from a Butler team in Division I AA, the Pioneer Football League, did it matter to you that it wasn't Division I A and that it's Division I AA, the FCS instead of the FBS? Did that really hold any weight for you, or are you just happy looking at it as the top division in football?
You know, I'm just happy. I'm very grateful. I mean, I've been getting looks from other schools, but, you know, the same thing I tell all the coaches that recruited me is, you know, I just want to go somewhere where I'm going to get the most out of my 4 to 5 years with the program, you know, so to get that, you know, like I said earlier, just to get that first offer, you know, really took a lot of something off me, and, you know, it was exciting.
Knowing that that offer's out there and will most likely cause other schools to take a look at you and try and, you know, figure out what type of player you are, maybe go back and look at your film, give you an opportunity maybe you didn't have before because there's interest out there. Where has other interest come from as far as other schools that potentially have taken a look at you?
I've been talking to a lot of schools in the MAC, you know, Northern Illinois, Toledo, Central, Bowling Green, Buffalo, just to name a few. And then I've been talking to Indiana a little bit. And then I spoke with Michigan State, came down to my school a few months back, and I spoke with them, and I'm going to camp out there on June 16th.
Just go into, you know, like you just mentioned, going out there for camp. Go into, you know, this school and your expectations of going out to the camp.
Oh, I'm definitely expecting, you know, gain more exposure, you know, solidify myself as, you know, one of the top in the Midwest because, you know, that's what I feel like I am. You know, I work hard. And I compete with a lot of the top guys, you know, and definitely showed that I deserve to be mentioned with those names and, you know, hopefully get a scholarship. You know, that would be pretty cool to get a scholarship from Michigan State.
And when you look at what you've done, let's go to the high school and let's look at Brother Rice and what you've been able to put forward. What is it about your game that you've heard positives from? You've named off some schools that have interest. You've talked about going to a camp. You obviously have gotten your offer from Butler. What have they told you that they've seen from Brother Rice and your work that you've done there?
Well, I just want to start by saying, you know, Brother Rice, you know, we're a pretty good team in Michigan. You know, definitely one of the top teams coming off of 2 years straight of state championship. So, I mean, to be able to start there alone, I mean, just be able to start on that team is pretty big. You know, I played a little bit on varsity as a sophomore last year, and, you know, this year as a junior, started at safety. I led the state of Michigan in tackles for safeties, you know, and I played corner my sophomore year, so when they moved me back to safety, you know, I didn't even know what to expect, and I just went out there and just tried to play my game to the best of my ability, and, you know, I ended up, you know, having an amazing season, and, you know, I think one thing about me is that I'm versatile. You know, you can put me at corner, you can put me at safety, you can put me around on the offense a little bit at slot and running back, you know, and I think I'm able to make plays in the position. You know, my film shows I'm able to make plays in the secondary, no matter where you put me. And, you know, I think that's one thing that the schools really take interest in about me is that I'm my versatility.
And when you speak on that versatility, go into the difference in your mind from playing both of those positions, playing the cornerback position and playing the safety position. To be able to do both, what do you need to do as far as being a player out there on the defense from someone that's experienced both positions? How different are they? How similar are they? And what do you have to prepare for?
I mean, it's similar in a way that, you know, everything falls on you. You can't get beat no matter what. When you're in man coverage, you're expected to have that guy locked down. And, I mean, that's the same for both positions. And so you definitely got to be on top of your game. You got to be focused. You have to be a player that's very focused. You have to be smart. You have to, you know, be patient, not be so aggressive. I mean, being aggressive is good, but you really just have to be smart and just, you know, have good instincts.
Having experience playing both cornerback and safety, where do you find yourself most comfortable, or does it really not matter to you?
I'm pretty comfortable at both spots. But I prefer playing corner, you know, because it gives me a chance to get, you know, up on the receiver, you know, just test out my receivers a lot. You know, I like to test the receivers. I like to, you know, let them know, you know, that I'm here to play. You know, safety's fun, too, though, because, you know, I get to make some pretty big hits that, you know, I regularly wouldn't be able to get at the corner position. But, you know, they're both fun, but I prefer corner.
And moving forward, have you gotten any type of message from the Butler team as to where they would want you to play if you made that decision to come there? I know it's your first offer, but did they give any notion of, hey, we'd like to have you specifically here, or is it more open-ended?
Oh, I think it's more open-ended. I think that, you know, on my highlight film, I played mostly safety, and there's like a little bit of clips from corner. You know, I played corner in the state championship game. There were some big receivers they needed me to come down and lock up on, so I played corner in the state championship game. I'm just excited, you know, like I said earlier about the offer, so I'm just going to let the chips fall where they may.
Moving forward here, outside of your high school game, what have you done to continue to get people to have opportunities to see you, not just on film, but to be able to see you in other instances? You and I have talked before on 7-on-7. Just share with everybody what you've been involved in to try and get your name out there.
I've been going to, you know, pretty much every camp, you know, that I could possibly attend. You know, I went to Rivals Cincinnati. I went to Michigan Midwest Elite. I went to Midwest Elite in Indiana. You know, I went to pretty much, you know, virtually almost every camp that's in the Midwest, try to get my name out there. I played 7-on-7, you know, with the premier 7-on-7 team in Michigan called Maximum Exposure, you know, where, you know, there's a lot of great players that came out of the program, like Shane Moore is going to Michigan, Jordan Lewis going to Michigan, guys like Delano Hill. You know, right now, the guys that play with me, you know, are guys like Damon Webb, Ohio State commit, you know, guys like that. So, you know, I've definitely been playing, you know, at the highest level possible, 7-on-7, with some of the top guys. And, you know, to be on the team with them and, you know, to start side-by-side with those guys, definitely, you know, hopefully it shows people that, you know, this kid can play, and we should keep an eye on him.
What have you gotten back from people that have been around, you know, different scouts that have been around, coaches, whatnot? Have you gotten any type of feedback when you're out there in these 7-on-7 opportunities, when you're going to these camps? Have you gotten any feedback from people that you've kept with you?
Recently I went to Midwest Elite here in Michigan, and, you know, there were some writers from scout.com, and they wrote a write-up about me. You know, just they ranked me the number one skill player there at the camp. You know, there were tons of guys there who were, you know, top players, you know, really good players in the state, and not alone, just not in the state, but, you know, throughout the Midwest. So for them to rank me the number one skill player there meant a lot, you know, and they're real impressed with how I'm able to cover, keep the receivers in front of me, my ability to break on the ball and just make great plays. I think that day I had about 3 interceptions in that camp and like 5 pass breakups, so it was a real big day for me.
What has this taught you, you know, going through and having these opportunities to play with top talent, and as you said, mentioning guys that are going to big-name schools that you played alongside, what has this done to make you a better player?
Oh, it's definitely improved my game a lot. You know, those guys, you know, end up becoming, like, some of my closest friends. You know, they push me to become better. You know, it definitely taught me, you know, like, you have to be relentless no matter what. You know, every workout has to be relentless. You have to go even when you can't go anymore. You know, that's something I've been doing for a while now, but, you know, it's just taking a workout to another level. You have to be willing to work out on the days where people don't want to, even if that's holidays, you know, and that's how you get better. I actually had a chance to sit down with one of my friends, Tyler Wiegers, over the weekend at 7-on-7. You know, we're talking about, you know, college and everything, and we're just talking about how, like, you know, once you get to college, the thing that separates you from the rest of the competition is when you get that free time, there's going to be the guys that party, and there's going to be the guys who want to go in the weight room, who want to go watch film, who want to go to the field and improve themselves. So, you know, that's definitely one thing that I've taken with me, and, you know, I've just been just continuing to work hard and harder.
What do you want to work on the most when you look at your game? And you say, you know, you can't take days off. The guys that are successful are the guys that go out and work out even when you don't want to. What is an element of your game that you want to get better at that you're working on right now?
Element of my game that I want to get better at is probably, you know, a little bit of my press coverage. You know, I think I'm really good at press, but that can improve, you know, this off season. I really been doing, like, off-man technique, and my off-man technique is just really, really good. So I just, right now, I just want to work on pressing, you know, showing guys that, hey, you know, I can play off on you and keep you in front of me, but I can get in your face too, and, you know, and lock you down. So that's another thing I want to work on.
What would you say on the other side of this is your best attribute as a player? What do you think you do the best at?
Making reads on routes. You know, I can read routes really, really good. So I think that's the best part of my game on defense.
Is there anyone growing up that you've likened yourself to or wanted to be like when you decided, hey, football's for me, I want to try and make it playing football? Was there anyone that stood out to you that you wanted to emulate in your game?
You know, at a young age, I wanted to play offense. You know, I was a running back, you know, so a lot of my favorite players, you know, like were like Damian Thomas and stuff. And I ended up being switched to corner, so I started watching more film, you know, on corners and players in the secondary. So, you know, right now I try to, like, emulate my game off of players like Patrick Peterson, you know, Revis, and Ed Reed. You know, those are my favorite guys right now.
What do they do that makes them stand out to you? Because I think the players that you try to emulate really state the type of player that you want to be. So why do those three guys stick out to you?
You know, Ed Reed, he's just a ball hawk. You know, seems like every time you look up, he's just making big plays. You know, he's a hard worker. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, that's serious. He has a passion for the game. I like Revis a lot because he's amazing in coverage. You know, I had a chance to watch a video of him during one-on-ones, and, you know, he worked every part of his game to a T. Everything was, like, perfection. He just kept working at it. So that's one thing I like about him. You know, Patrick Peterson, he brings the excitement to the game. He brings the versatility. You know, that's the guy you see returning punts, returning kicks, and then you blink for a second, and he's on defense catching interceptions. So those are the guys I like, and those are the reasons why I like them.
looking at your future and moving ahead here, speaking on some of the guys that you emulate your game and guys that you respect, as you move forward at Brother Rice, you have another season under your belt. You have an opportunity to go out there and do even more on the field to help your recruitment. What are you most looking forward to in this final season at Brother Rice?
This final season, I was named team captain, so I'm really excited about that. We open up this season against a really tough team, Cleveland St. Ignatius. I'm really excited to play against those guys, you know, and show them that, you know, the kids from Michigan can play, you know, and, you know, just try to go out there and try to get a third state championship, and, you know, also just further my recruiting process with you know, more schools, try to get more exposure, you know, just to show people that, you know, Chris Carter can play.
When you look at the numbers that are coming up, currently you're listed at 5'11", 190. Is that accurate, or has there been a change since that listing had come about?
I'm still 5'11", 190, just a lot faster.
Yeah, because the last time that I have recorded down for you in your 40 is a 4.76, so you've been working on that?
Yeah, my 40 is pretty nasty right now. It's fast. I can't wait to go out to camp this summer and show the coaches how I can run.
And is that something that you find to be very important for you? I mean, once you got that number and you saw 4.76, what was your response?
I was upset. I was very angry, disappointed in myself. I knew that I could run better. And I know, so I just took that with me into every speed workout I went into, you know, just to improve my technique, improve my form, you know, just work on coming out on my starts, and, you know, so far, everything that I've been doing to work on my speed has been working, so I'm really excited.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you, and I promised that I would here. Chris Carter is obviously a name that's pretty well known on the other side of the ball. You play the secondary, but Chris Carter, known in history, especially with the Minnesota Vikings, of being a wide receiver, a guy that you would go up against. Your name's spelled a little bit different, but there's a scoop right in the middle of that, and I have to ask you, where did Scoop come from?
Like, it was a nickname that, you know, some of the guys on my team gave me. You know, no one really knows why they gave me that nickname, but, you know, I just kind of stuck with it because I thought it was kind of cool, you know. And you know, my whole life, people have been, you know, asking me if I was related to Chris Carter. So when I put the Scoop in there, it kind of gives me my own little space to breathe and let people know that I'm a whole different guy than Chris Carter. And, but I hope to have an impact the same way he did.
Well, I don't think you can finish any better than that, so we will leave it at that for now. But I thank you, and I'm holding you to it. You told me I was the first interview, so if I go out there and I found out somebody else talks to you, don't embarrass me, Chris.
No, you're the first interview, man.
Well, I appreciate it, as always, and thank you for being a man of your word. It's something that is invaluable in this world, and as you continue to get those offers in, I look forward to talking with you about each and every one of them, and can't thank you enough for spending some time with me today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Once again, Chris Scoop Carter getting his first offer as a 2014 prospect, trying to realize his dream of heading up and playing college football. The first offer coming in from the Butler Bulldogs from Division I AA, which some people know as the FCS, which is right under the bowl eligible teams. So as he continues on, this is only the first step in his realization, or hopes of a realization, of heading to collegiate football. This first move by Chris Scoop Carter, a big congratulations once again to him and to what is to come for him as he continues on his road with so many other high school players around the country, not just in football, but in every different sport as they look to find the right fit for them. I thank Chris Scoop Carter for coming on and for making this the first interview that he did, which is truly an honor. You heard it here right on Wake Up Call DT.com. part of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family, with plenty of exclusive interviews always here, and the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora show here for you every single day. Whether you miss it or you get it right when it comes out, it's always here for you folks when it comes to sports meeting life. There's nowhere else to go. That is the tagline of everything that I do, bringing sports to your life every single day, helping you laugh a little, learn a little, hopefully not cry unless you're laughing hard, or maybe it's a choked up moment in a positive way, but trying to bring you the best that I possibly can in a way that makes you stand back and say there are morals, values, comedy, and appreciation for the things that matter in this world. In every walk of life, there's always a story to tell, and I love telling the stories, and I thank people like Chris Scoop Carter that make it possible for me to do so. I'll talk to you very soon on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family, and you can also download the iPhone app by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean, that's podbean.com/mobile, and clicking Quick Launch, or by going to the Google Play Store and searching Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Go out, get the app. It's free right now, folks, so get it while it is free, and that'll be an even easier way to listen to the show. I thank you, no matter how you listen, for coming on today and every single day. God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.